So I just want to introduce our next speaker, who is here representing the Muslim Council of Britain, and he's also co-chair of Standards for Racism. Please give a warm welcome to Tala Ahmed.
I don't know if you noticed, but today in our platform we had the first ever Muslim president of the UC. We had first ever elected Muslim female mayor, I think, of any European boroughs. And potentially we may have the first ever elected Muslim mayor of any major cities soon. So it's a moment not just to take stock of the challenge that we face, but also to take a moment to think about the fantastic achievements and the role models that we have today before us. So I applaud them for all their wonderful years of service to make our country better. But it's also appropriate to follow this with an observation that just because you have the daughter of a migrant who is the Home Secretary, so happy to end free movement, or the son of a bus driver, happy to preside over austerity, or a baroness of Muslim heritage to dismiss her past heritage, saying religion is an opium of the masses, when asked about instance of her faith in her early life. It shows that it's not just the faces that matters. It's not the tokenistic representation that responds or answers or addresses the challenge of representation. We need people. We need people to passionately believe and will unashamedly, confidently stand up for the values of justice, of equality, of diversity, of inclusion. So I couldn't be prouder to stand here today with so many of our comrades who spoke so eloquently about the challenge that we face. And I'm not going to repeat what you have already heard. But I want to take something that I think a lady there said, that we spoke about challenges of extremism. Extremism from those who want to divide us, those who target us because of our faith or color or other identity. And yet, we hope we haven't spoken about leaders who preside over billion people who are running effectively riots across the country, targeting minorities, especially Muslims. I refer to Kashmiris, I refer to Uyghurs, the Rohingyas, the Syrians, the Yemenis. And our fight for justice will never be complete unless we can build solidarity and stand shoulder to shoulder with all these people. Refugees, political prisoners, minority groups, or who are persecuted around the world. So let's not forget. So the Johnson and Trump, of course, they are challenged. And they, in many ways, bring it to the fore the severity of the challenge that we face. But there are others, in many ways, much more influential, with a bigger number of people who we must not take our side from. And on that note, it is important to say, to state this, that in our fight for justice, in our fight against racism, in our fight against fascism, Islamophobia, homophobia, and anti-Semitism, we must be absolutely uncompromising that we will not give oxygen in any form or shape to any other hate mongers, be it Narendra Modi or anybody like that. And it saddens me to see that we actually have candidates in Labour's selection shortlisted with proud pictures with Modi, with no statement distancing or commenting on it. So we as a movement have to be careful and be uncompromising that if you fail to challenge extremism, if you fail to challenge hatred, you are not standing for justice, you are not standing for the rights of minorities. So I say this, we must also be on guard that when media focuses on a small Muslim community in Birmingham, they are not taking on bigots and standing for, you know, the rights of LGBTs. They are there simply to use one minority group against another. They are there to divide us, to weaken our resolve. I want to finish with this, that our fight is far bigger than simply organizing and taking control of national debate. Stand Up to Racism does a tremendous work to bring all of us together to mobilize at the national level. And I couldn't be more proud than to co-chair a wonderful organization such as this. But our fight would only be a partial fight if we just focus on this. Our fight is every day on the streets, at workplace, at our homes, whenever we see individuals of whatever color, class, or background, whenever they speak in manners that stigmatizes, singles out, or dehumanizes any individual because of their color, or their faith, or their sexual orientation, or whatever specific identity they have, we must challenge it. We must not tolerate hatred in any form, shape, anywhere. Thank you very much again. Come on a Saturday and see so many comrades from across the country to come and cheer and champion and take stock of the wonderful work that we all do. May this continue for many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Tala. Thank you for your leadership, really. The leadership you've shown in leading our own organization so brilliantly. For those of you that may be wondering, my hero, your hero, Diane Abbott, is en route. So,